Why did I wait so long?
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why did I wait so long? When you get the message, that's the time to pursue it, to follow it, to carry it out, to live it. When you get the message, that's the moment to accept it, to be it, to do it. We are reluctant to do it. We are reluctant to follow our dreams. We're reluctant to be who and what we are. And why are we reluctant to be who and what we are? Well, the status quo is the thing that seems to be the most important aspect of our life. Doing what we've always done. Never making a change, never making any derivation in the way that we're doing things. Always just following the same pattern that we've followed all of our life. Do we want to do that? Do we want to do that? Or do we want to wake up in the morning and find a bright new morning, a sparkling new morning, a new morning that says, hey, this is wonderful, this is fantastic, this is glorious, this is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and then go about living a dynamic, vital, exciting life? Yes, we can do that. We can do that. When you get the message, that's the time to follow it. You wake up in the morning and you say, okay, this is a great day. Or you wake up in the morning and say, oh boy, have I got a lot of things that needed my attention today. Do I have a lot of problems that I have to look upon today? Do I have, oh my goodness. And then the day is a husky day. The day is a day that just is a heavy-duty day. Now, when you wake up in the morning, first wake up to say, I like me. First wake up to say, this is a wonderful day. First wake up to say, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm ready to do. I am ready to breathe deeply. Oh, yes. Breathing deeply every morning when you wake up is one of the vital things of life. If you will train yourself to do that, the psychologists and the physiologists, they all tell us the same thing. Get that body going. Get that body alive. Get that body making something fantastic. Now, in our dreams, in our sleep, we are resting. And we're not making a lot of active work in our world, in our life, in our body. And our body is sort of laid back, sort of doing nothing. And then, what's the first thing we shower our body with? All the problems of the day. Well, that's okay. But a better way is to shower our body and our mind and our day with all the lovely things we can think about. Find all the good that you can think about in this day. I'm alive. Yes, I am. I'm ready for another wonderful day. And each day is a now day. Each day is a day that I am enjoying all by itself. It has nothing to do with any other day. It has nothing to do with anything else whatsoever. It's a now day. It's a day for me. It's a day that I am living all by myself. And I am a happy person. So, I say to myself, I've got beautiful eyes, I got beautiful hair, I got a beautiful body, I've got beautiful friends, I'm surrounded by a beautiful family, I'm surrounded by such a wonderful world that I'm just so delighted with it. I see, the more I make myself aware of what a great world, what a great life I have, the happier I am. The more I dig into being who the world really is, how wonderful the world really is, and finding all of its blessings and all of my blessings, then my day starts out with a glorious, wonderful crescendo. Then I move on. If I think of the things that are to be done today, I say, okay, I will make a list of these things. I will write them down, one, two, however many. And then, as I write them down, I will write down not the problem, but I'll write down the solution for each thing I am to do today. Okay? So, I've got to wash the car. So, the solution is, the car is beautifully washed, the car is beautifully shiny, the car is just fantastic. Now, I can wash the car, I can put it in the driveway and put the hose on it, or I can go down to the car wash, pay a few dollars and have them do it, or I can ask someone who might like to do it, one of the kids, one of the neighbors, somebody, or maybe it's just a good exercise for me to get out there right this minute and wash it. But hey, what about my other chores? Just forget about them. So go out and wash the car. Make it all spick and span, so it's going to carry you around in a beautiful way. Just like you jump into your shower, just like you brush your teeth, just like you wash the sleep out of your eyes, just like you prepare yourself in your body to be ready for a beautiful day, you prepare your car to be ready for a beautiful day. Then you come in and you say, well, what's my next problem? Breakfast. That's a problem? Not really. It's just something I'm going to do. So today, I'm going to have my usual. I'm going to have a fried egg, and I'm going to have a couple strips of bacon, and I'm going to have a slice of bread, toast, and I'm going to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and there I am, all set to go. And I eat slowly, comfortably, making each bite, each morsel, my mouth recognize how tasty it is and how wonderful it is. Now, you see, these you would certainly not call big problems, but these are some things that have to be taken care of. So when it's all, my breakfast is all done and everything's put away, I get ready for my day. Not my work, my office, or whatever I do. I have things to be done. Now, what sort of things do I have to do? Well, none of them are any more difficult than anything else I've ever done. Every day I have things to do, and I have the ability to do it, and I do it very beautifully and very wonderfully. Okay, so I go to my office. I do my duties. I take care of the things that must be done. The routine is just as simple as can be because I do it so often. And then the rest of the day goes on. The people I meet with a joyous heart because I'm already all pumped up with my joy from getting up in the morning and telling myself I like me and how wonderful my day is. And everybody I meet sees a smile on my face. And, you know, I see a smile on their face too. I see a smile on their face because I see a smile on my face. And sure enough, that's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. Now, we didn't go into any difficult projects because there are really no difficult projects. There's only little things that we do from time to time, and we take care of them as we go along. But when you get the message is, hey, I like me, then why do you wait so long to endorse it, to put it to work? When you get the message that says, hey, this is a wonderful world I live in, well, why wait so long? Get busy and recognize how wonderful this world is. And when you get the message that you live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body, then follow it. I drive into town. First, I bless my car. I surround this car with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. I do that three times, and then I drive along. And then as I drive along, I say to myself, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the I'm chauffeuring myself. I'm driving my own car. I'm driving beautifully. I'm driving magnificently. How does a chauffeur drive? He drives perfectly. He doesn't make any swerves. He doesn't make any untoward actions with the steering wheel. He just drives beautifully. And the car drives beautifully. And he has kept that car in perfect shape. He's polished it. He's cleaned it inside and out, and it's wonderful to be in. I am the ideal chauffeur. So this is how my attitude is about my car and my driving. I am the ideal chauffeur. I don't try to cut anybody off. I don't try to speed. I don't try to go slow. I go at a reasonable rate of speed, and I move comfortably, and the way is open before me, and I drive just so smoothly, you'd think that we were in a stretch limousine enjoying our beautiful ride. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal person. I am the ideal father. I am the ideal mother. I am the ideal son, daughter. I am the ideal aunt and uncle. I am the ideal grandfather and father and mother, grandmother. I am the ideal at all times. I am the ideal. And how great that is. As I say, I am the ideal, I get the message. And I say to myself, why did I wait so long before I said, I am the ideal in all ways? Well, now I get the message. Now I do it. Now I enjoy it. Now I am it. And that's what life is all about. Join me in this wonderful journey I have each day as I go through life with my ideal world. I create every moment my ideal world. And I don't wait long. I do it instantly. So join with me in your ideal world and our ideal world, and let's have a ball. I love you. I love you. I love you.